September 28th, Jesus says, "We have an example of limited faith, and of the consequences it brings in Peter. Peter, in the heaviness of his being, not yet inflamed by the Holy Spirit, and not confirmed by my immolation, which would descend upon him as upon all, for I greatly loved my generous, impulsive, and also so human Peter, in whom there were so many gifts, and so much humanity. A real specimen of the good man in human terms who, to become holy, needs to join his goodness to the goodness of God. Peter had not accepted my word completely. His great love for me, and this absolved him of every sin, itself led him to refuse those truths involving blood which I announced to him as reserved for me. Lord, may this never be," he had once said. And even if after my reproach, he had not repeated it anymore, within him his heart rebelled at the idea that his Lord could be reserved for such a horrendous fate, and that the reign of his king would have a mountaintop as its royal palace, and a cross as a throne. John, on the other hand, accepted everything, with his heart, which was breaking into pieces, but also with the heart of a child, for whom the word of one who loves him is absolute truth. He bowed his head and his heart to the predictions of his Jesus, and prepared himself with absolute faithfulness in his life, to be faithful to the Master, in the hour of the Passion as well. John, the pure, loving believer, remained faithful. Peter, who wanted to assimilate from the truth those truths which seduced his spirit, still too bound to the flesh, denied me. And his sin in that hour is a lack of courage, but also, and, above all, a lack of faith. If he had believed in me most faithfully, he would have grasped that his Master was never so much a king, master, and lord as in that hour in which he appeared to be a common outlaw. I then reached the zenith of teaching, for I made my teaching no longer a theory, but a real fact. I then took up sovereignty over all those who had been, were, would be, and I put on the purple, and the crown which I could not take up more splendidly, for the former was provided by the blood of a God, and the latter was the witness to the forcefulness which the love of God reaches for you, of God dying in martyrdom, to remove men from eternal martyrdoms. I then took on again my full, complete role as Lord of heaven and earth, for only the Lord of heaven could give satisfaction to the Lord God, and only the Lord of the earth could cancel out the earth's sin. And as Lord of life and death, for I commanded life, to return into you and death, not to kill any more. I am speaking of the life and death of the Spirit, for in my sight, only what is Spirit has value. Thrice blessed are those who are truly able to believe in me, always, whatever happens, and in whatever light it appears. For if an appearance rises like a rough, black wall, to frighten your souls, always consider that behind the obstacle, which does not last long, God, His light, and His truth are always the same, and equally active in regard to you. Consider this, with all your heart and your mind, and you will know how to act as true disciples of mine. In acting this way, you will possess the truth. And the truth, which will reside as life at the core of your being, will lead you to life.